We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down the line with us is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles after a big win, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick. Congratulations.
Thanks, Angela. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I always doing well after a win, Nick. It's terrific. And I just want to know, from your vantage point, how important is it to finish your first year as a rookie head coach with a winning record and maybe even a trip to the playoffs?
Shoot, you know, all we're worried about is this bye week, getting ourselves rested up as far as our players, getting their bodies right. And then taking care of business the next game with Washington, because I think what happens is I think it's very easy in coaching and playing to kind of get ahead of yourself and say, hey, well, if we win this game and that game, you know, you don't get in the playoffs, you don't finish with a winning record unless you focus on the task at hand. And you don't think too far in the past, and you don't think too far in the future. You just think about what's in front of you. And if you take care of business week in, week out, I think good things are going to happen. So that's all we're focused on right now.
All right, Nick, since your post-game news coverage, you've had a chance to look at the tape. Give us an evaluation of Gardner Minshew as your starting quarterback.
I thought he played really, really outstanding game. You know, he was quick with his decisions, made some big time throws, and had to move the pocket a couple times on some big third down throws, and make a big play down the field to Quez Watkins two times. So you know, I thought he played a really good game, handled our checks and got us in and out of good plays. And so you know, the offense as a whole, you know, not to punt until that last possession, and I kind of wanted no punts again. Obviously, I think we all did. But to not punt until that last possession, I mean, that always goes into, you know, quarterback play. Quarterback's got to play good when that happens. The offensive line's got to play good when that happens. The receivers, the tight ends, the running backs. So we'll have a tough decision today for who gets player of the game.
All right. I thought you might have a tough decision of who your quarterback is, but you kind of made it clear. Would you just state for the record, Hurts is going to be your quarterback if he's healthy after the bye, Nick?
Yeah, when Jalen is healthy, and we're hoping after the bye that's the case, you know, because I thought he was close to playing this week. You know, when he's healthy, he'll be our starter. I think Jalen's played a lot of good football. You know, there's been times this year where, you know, the things that he's been doing on the field, there's not many guys in the NFL that have been doing so. So when Jalen's healthy, he'll be our quarterback, and Gardner did a great job of coming in and being the backup, that's what you want out of your backup quarterbacks and your backup players, to come in and not miss a beat and go and win a game like that on the road. And you know, Gardner did his job, and we're super happy with the way he played.
But Nick, isn't it hard to go back to Jalen when your offense, you calling the plays, scored its first seven possessions? You just said you didn't have to punt till the very end of the game. You scored seven straight possessions with Minshew. Is it hard to just say, back on the bench, we're going with the other guy again?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody, all of our players understand that. We've had a lot of good spurts of good offense, too. I think we're in the top five of scoring. And so that, you know, when you're in the top five of scoring, it just doesn't happen in one game, right? I mean, so we scored 33 yesterday. But, you know, we've done a good job of moving the football on offense. It's all, you know, you can look at as many stats as you want to, but really when it comes down to it on offense, it's all about how many points you score, right? Because you want to score more points than the other team, obviously. And so, you know, obviously Jalen's done a good job of leading the offense to this point. And Gardner came in and did what we expect a backup quarterback to do. You know, again, just major props to Gardner with how he played and how he came in and handled his business, you know, not knowing whether he was going to play or not, you know, for the entire week. And so just shows his preparation and his work. He came in and he executed.
You saw Minshew 3 years ago before he'd even been drafted, Nick. What did you see in him then back in Indy when you were looking at him?
You know, what you saw is this a guy that went to Washington State, I think it was for a year, and he just won, right? He's just a winner. He's a competitor. And so, you know, you see that on tape, right? You see him just being a winner on tape, and then you get him in the building and to talk to him, and you're just like, man, this guy loves to compete. He's got a great personality. He's really smart. So you know, you get to know a lot of guys through the draft process, and I think when you know, it's different than college football, where I've obviously been a coach there too, like where you're like, well, I'm going to recruit my butt off and get this guy to come here. Well, it doesn't go like that, right? And so guys you really like in the draft process, sometimes you don't get. A lot of times you don't get, right? And that's definitely how we felt with Gardner. We just felt like he was just, super competitive, smart, and had a lot of good tape and just a winner overall.
A winner, Nick, but not in the game of horse. You faced him, right? And you smoked him. Is that correct?
I don't know if I won, and so this is 3 years later. So yeah, you're right, Angela. I smoked him. All right, you know what though? He was super convinced. What you could tell from that is how competitive he was there.
Yeah.
I think I've told the story before, but like he's in a shirt and tie and dress pants, and he's like, hey coach, I'm beating him. I think whatever the score was at that time, and he's like, coach, I can't beat you unless. You know, the shirt's too tight. I'm going to pop this shirt. So he's sitting there without his shirt on in a job interview shooting baskets, and we loved it. We loved the fact that he was that competitive that he wanted to beat me that bad that he had to go shirtless for his job interview.
All right. Let me get to the other side. I was annoyed earlier in the game, Joe, Nick, because they were matching touchdowns back and forth, and I'd expect that from the Jets. What was the defensive plan early in that game?
You know, I think the Jets did a really good job on their first 15. And you know, obviously we got to get the kickoff coverage better because, you know, obviously it started off right there with the 79 or 78-yard return to put them in position to score that first drive. And so, you know, they did a good job in the opener, the Jets did. And then with their first 15, which kind of leaked into the second and third possessions, we had to adjust. And that's just a major credit. You know, obviously you don't ever want to start the game like that. And, you know, and we don't want to start the game like that and where you're matching touchdown for touchdown. But the defense did a great, great job of adjusting on the fly and adjusting early. And then, you know, holding them to no more points the rest of the game, and I think 100 yards and, you know, all that the real little time of possession. And so great adjustment. Again, we'll fix what happened in the first 15, but excellent adjustment by our defensive staff and players.
Nick, there was a fascinating sequence late in the game. You got fourth and one. You're going for it. You're lined up. The ball is snapped. Clearly, Minshew gets it with a couple of yards to spare. Timeout Eagles. What was happening in that sequence? What was going on the sideline that made you call that timeout?
You know, the play clock was coming down a little bit. I didn't feel real good about how we were lined up backside. And, I didn't think we were going to get the guy cut off on the backside. And so I called the timeout, obviously, before that. The whistle blows before that. So guys stop. And so, you know, I'm not saying we wouldn't have got the first in that scenario, but I didn't feel good. It was a big play in the game, and I didn't feel good about how we were lined up. And so I wanted to make sure, and so that's why I called the timeout right there.
So then you do it, and it looks like you got it, but they mark you short. You challenge it. These marks never get changed, and you got it changed. How confident were you were going to get that challenge?
You know, you want it's as a coach and as a competitor and as a player, you want to challenge everything. I mean, you want to be like, I'm challenging this because I know that was right. But you gotta be smart about it. And so I'm a guy, if I'm betting on something, I'm always betting with my heart. And so I'm not a good poker player. I'm not a good, like, I don't do any of that stuff because I always bet with my heart. And so my heart's always going to say, hey, I want the, we won that right there. But you got to listen to the guys upstairs. You got to trust your instincts of what you saw on the field. Cause I happened to be standing right there. I got a great, great looks from the guys upstairs and said, hey, throw the challenge flag. and confirmed what I was seeing. And so, you know, again, I just thought it was a great job by all the coaches involved of helping make that decision. And we won that challenge, and we ended up, you know, obviously I want to finish every drive with a touchdown, but we ended up getting 3 points out of it.
No, that was a big moment in the game, I thought. Jalen Reagor was struggling on kick returns. Boston Scott went back there near the end. Is that a permanent change, Nick?
You know, Jalen, obviously, we all saw, made a mistake on the one kickoff return. And, you know, we just thought in that situation, let's go with Boston right here. You know, and we'll evaluate things going forward. We got a couple weeks to make that decision. I think Jalen's very explosive back there. And he's a threat to score every time he touches the football. So, you know, Boston came in and played things safe. And so we don't have to make that decision right now, but, that's why we made the switch. But we know we got two capable parts. Kick returners there with those two guys.
Nick, I never get to ask you about the kicker, and he's been pretty much perfect. Jake Elliott, how much is he making your job easier?
Oh, man, he's playing great. He is playing awesome, and it just seems automatic right now, and he feels automatic right now. You know, we get the ball in there. We know his range going into each game. They say, hey, if you get it to this, and it changes each game, if you get it to this part of the field or this part of the field on this side and this part of the field on this side, we're good to go. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, you know, so it's like, all right, we're in a fourth down and we're in this area of the field where Jake said before the game, Jake and Coach Clay said before the game, he'd be good to go. All right. And we're ready to kick if we have to. And we do. And I feel really good throwing him out there that we're going to get 3 points every time we send him out there. That's a really good, as you guys know, that is a really good feeling to have, where you're not stressed. I've had years where I'm like, I'm on the sideline and I'm doing my body movements to try to get the ball to go in. I feel like I haven't had to do that at all this year.
One more, really. I just wonder what your plan is for the bye week.
You know, we're football guys, and it's just like, okay, we got this time off. And we, you know, it's very important for our guys to have their bodies rested. But, you know, I can say I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, but I'm going to be thinking about football a lot. I really am. You know, I'll get to watch some college basketball. I'm a college basketball fan, so I'm looking forward to that Villanova-Syracuse game on Tuesday. That brings me back to when I grew up and they were in the same conference. I'm pretty excited about that game. I wish it was at Villanova. I would have went, but it's at Syracuse. You know, watch football and, you know, watch the Army Navy game, watch the Thursday night game. I think it's the Vikings and the Steelers. Watch all the games on Sunday. And so, you know, and just be thinking about our self scout, be thinking about our next opponent in Washington, and, you know, and spending time with my family. You know, I'm not staying here all night and spending time with my family when I get home, being home, and when I'm home, being home.
All right, now I got to follow it up. So you're watching football next Sunday. Cowboys at Washington. Who are you rooting for, Nick?
Who? I don't know. Can
Come
they both
on,
lose?
You got to go Cowboys. It helps you.
Ugh.
Can they both lose?
Nick, have a great bye week, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.